This week, we are joined by one of the founders of the fourth annual Redneck Summer Throwdown, Reagan Burns. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So first off, congratulations. Four years in a row.
Yep.
Always a nice accomplishment.
Going strong. Raising more and more money each year.
That's right. So we'll get into all of this, but this is a volleyball tournament.
Yes, correct. Four on four.
And this year, you're going to be raising money. You rotate through charities every
year.
Right,
correct.
And this year, you're going to be raising money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we'll get into the reasons for that coming up. But just real quick, let's just go through kind of how this came about, really.
Yeah, so my friend Heidi and I were pretty closely connected in the volleyball community in Rochester, and we saw an opportunity to create a charity tournament down in Scottsville, which is a little bit closer to where she is, and we're moving to Henrietta actually this year to Park Point.
Right.
But yeah, we were looking for a way to raise money for some of our favorite charities or something that had a personal connection to someone in our volleyball community, and that's changed year to year.
That's really cool. And again, these are kind of things people have like, yeah, that'd be kind of nice to do, but actually to follow through with it and actually put it on, you know, what has that experience been like for you? Typically, when someone's in that position, the first answer is it's a lot more work than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, I have been on committees where I've said that. This, though, has actually been less work than what I thought it would be. Yes. Because anytime we have a need where, you know, maybe we need someone to go out and rally up some raffle prizes or something like that, we really just put something out on social media and someone in our community will step up and go get those prizes, you know, donating their own time to go do that, and we'll help out.
That's amazing. So again, fourth annual Redneck Summer Throwdown. It's a volleyball tournament happening on August 17th. Again, new location this year. You're going to be at Park Point. So this is 4-on-4.
Yes, and you have to have at least one woman or girl on the team on the court at all times.
And now, what's the level of skill here? Are we talking like Olympic, where the ball is going to fly a million miles an hour and you know, explode upon impact?
Yeah, there's probably some people who play who think that they're at that level.
Sure.
But no, we call it intermediate, but it's loose. And we talk to each team, find out where they're comfortable. And if need be, we might separate things out into two different pools so that the upper intermediate players will be playing each other. And then we have a lower intermediate. It's really about getting as many people as possible out in the sun playing volleyball all day. So if there's some beginners or high school kids, perfectly fine. We'll put you in somewhere where it fits.
Gotcha. And it's $100 per team. If someone's interested, maybe they play volleyball casually. Maybe they haven't played volleyball since high school.
Yeah. As long as you're ready to come have fun, we will get you out there and get you in the game. And the volleyball community is very open to having new people come learn the game. So even if the other team is better than you, you know, by a lot, they're still going to work with you, give you tips, and try to get everybody on the same level.
So you've mentioned the volleyball community quite a bit already.
Yep.
And I kind of wanted to do a little bit of a dive in on that. What is the volleyball community like here in Rochester? Again, Rochester, not typically the maybe the poster child for volleyball, at least for outside, obviously.
Yeah, surprisingly, Rochester is a hub for volleyball.
Really?
Yes. And it helps to have, you know, things like the Main Street Armory or Hot Shots, places where you can go play all year round. But especially in the summer, we get out in parks. We go to Charlotte Beach. We'll put on our own tournaments. People organize backyard volleyball. People love to play. I mean, people in this community play 4 to 5 times a week.
Really? Wow. So it can get pretty intense.
Yeah. And for anybody who wants to get involved in that community at all, I would go on Facebook. We have like a Sunday Funday beach volleyball group. There's, you know, if you go into Hot Shots, you're going to probably meet people that day.
Sure.
So there's ways to get involved. You can get involved at any level.
So what's your story? How did you get involved?
So I grew up playing volleyball near Ithaca. I went to RIT and played volleyball. I coached at RIT for a few years. And so I just, as an adult, I really love playing that game. The majority of my friends are from the volleyball community. And I also own my own business. Most of my clients come from the volleyball community.
Okay.
So it's really integrated.
Sure. I think that's it's normal for most people that have played sports of some sort, you know, either in high school or at a collegiate level, where once you're done, it's hard to kind of just turn that off. I mean, you put so much time and effort and training and just blood, sweat, and tears into that just to like, you know, hanging up and never play again.
Right. And you don't play something that long if it's not fun.
Right.
Like,
of course.
You know? And the games change. Like, I started playing hardcore indoor 6-on-6. Now I hardly ever play that. It's definitely moved into always playing on sand or grass and probably fours or doubles. Mm-hmm. So it evolves. And that was new for me as well.
Again, the 4th annual Redneck Summer Throwdown happening August 17th. It's going to be at a Park Point. $100 per team. Oh, where can people go if they want to get involved?
Yeah, so all of our, we actually run a couple leagues. We do a couple tournaments. So if you go to rockrocvb.com, all of our information's up there, and you just want to look for the Redneck Summer Throwdown tab, and the signups are right there. It's an online forum. You can pay online, do all that.
Again, learning a little bit about the Rochester volleyball community, it's maybe bigger than some people might think.
Yeah, definitely.
I can only imagine it's incredibly welcoming.
Yes.
You know, someone can just walk off the street and come to an event alone, which, you know, it's scary. It could be scary, but that you're going to be, you know, welcomed with open arms.
Definitely. You know, we love new blood. And for our specific organization, again, if you go on Facebook and look up Scottsville Volleyball or Redneck Summer Throwdown, you can send us a message. And we're going to be hosting what we call a challenge court the Thursday before the tournament in Scottsville. And that is something that you can walk up as an individual player and just hop in. We kind of, the way challenge court works is it's like a random lottery of who you play with, and you play with different people.
Gotcha.
For a timed game. So you're meeting 3 new people multiple times a night and making friends.
That's
right.
Awesome.
There. Yeah.
Now, this isn't just the volleyball community. This is, I mean, you can pick any kind of community here in the Rochester area, but once you get in, I mean, it becomes family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not originally from this area. So when I moved here almost 10 years ago, I mean, that's how I got involved. Those are my closest friends still. It's people I go on trips with, people's weddings I go to.
Right. Well, it's so much easier to bond with someone and connect with someone when you automatically know you have this thing in common, right?
Yes.
Like, it takes away a lot of the anxiety and a lot of the pressure when you know, like, well, I mean, we can at least talk volleyball. You know, there's that. We can
right.
still play.
Right. And it's a fun sport. Funny things happen. We're always laughing and making fun of each other.
Sure.
All game long anyways. Yeah. And it's a good group of people. I think volleyball is a great game where there are all different levels of play, and you could join in on any game. And depending on how casual that game is, you know, people, even advanced players, will play lower just to joke around and be around their friends.
Sure. It's, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's fun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of fun, it seems like you guys like to have a lot of fun just based on the name of the volleyball tournament, the annual Redneck Summer Throwdown. What's the backstory on that?
Yeah. So I think it was the UK wanted to name one of their Navy boats or something. And so they put
Bodie McBoatface.
Bodie McBoatface.
Yes, classic.
Yes, exactly. So when we were trying to come up for a name for this tournament, we didn't want the pressure of coming up with something. So we
sure.
put it out to the volleyball community. Hey, what do you think a good name for this would be? And we got this suggestion, and we almost didn't put it on the final poll because we thought it was so ridiculous.
Sure.
And of course it won by like a lot.
Obviously, generally when you put things on the internet, if you're voting for things, you're picking the most ridiculous.
Exactly. And the other great thing about the volleyball community is everybody takes that theme and runs fast with it.
Yeah. So I can only imagine. You say costumes are certainly welcome. Again, the tournament's happening on August 17th at Park Point.
Yeah, so we have people that turn out in mullets, wigs,
sure.
Daisy Dukes, American flag t-shirts, everything you can imagine what a redneck theme might be.
Right, exactly. You're keeping the mullet wig economy here in Rochester alive and well.
Yes.
But it's not all just for fun and games. Obviously, again, this is for charity. And in years past, you guys have raised a lot of money for Galliano Children's Hospital, Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, over $1,500, actually.
Yeah, each year, that's our goal of what we try to raise.
And again, it comes back to this theme. I just, you know, keep coming back to this theme of community.
Mm-hmm.
And how you pick the charity that you're going to be donating the money to is through the community.
Right. Well, Galliano, as most people in this community know, is a fabulous organization. And what we really love about working with Galliano is they have the organizational structure to help us advertise these type of events. So that's what we started with. The first year, we knew we were going to have that partnership with them and that support with them as we got this event off the ground. So we started with them, but we do have a lot of people in the community, including players who have been affected by breast cancer.
Sure.
And that's what we did year 2 and 3. And then unfortunately, this last winter, we lost a huge person in our volleyball community to suicide. And so that was very important for us this year to focus on that.
That's right. That's why you are now going to be donating all the profits to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Right. Yeah.
And that's heartbreaking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And this isn't even, I mean, we lost him, I think, back in December, right around Christmas time.
Sure.
This is not the first time that our community has gotten together to donate. There was, I think, at least 3 to 4 tournaments and parties and things that have already come together to raise money for his children and, for the organizations as a whole, like the foundation.
I mean, this is certainly something that, you know, is now finally getting the attention on a national level that it should have, you know, for so long. And it's good that you can take such a tragedy and try to turn it into something positive.
Right. And I mean, unfortunately, even for me personally, I've lost people in my life to suicide before this. And each time it happens, you know, it brings those old feelings up
sure.
to the surface.
Yeah.
And it also, you know, gives you this feeling of regret. Like, how did this happen again? How do we prevent this?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a question we always end up asking ourselves.
Right.
Now, when you choose one of the charities, so again, for this year, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, do you reach out to them or is this, do you just kind of donate?
For an organization that size, we just donate. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with Golisano, we definitely partnered with them. Heidi and I are also part of another community another organization that we did an adult prom last year and we worked with Golisano on that. Oh, it was a great night. And we were able to raise about $4,000 to give to Golisano then. And so each time we've partnered with them, they help us promote, they give us contacts and are really, really supportive. So definitely we have like an existing relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
For the Breast Cancer Coalition, same thing. We didn't just blindly donate to them. What we did is the member of our community that was struggling with breast cancer at that time, she lived in the surrounding areas of Rochester. So when we donated that money to the Breast Cancer Coalition of Rochester, we asked that they use it for the classes and the workshops that they're doing outside of central
Makes
Rochester.
Sense.
Yeah, because a lot of times those are underserved communities or they have a hard time getting into the city to take advantage of the program.
Of
so
course.
They're pushing out their programs to the suburbs and those smaller communities a little bit. And that's what we asked that it be put towards.
It's interesting considering, it's tragic the reason why you chose the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention for this year's tournament. But, you know, when you think about volleyball and what that does as far as mental health and being healthy and being out there and, you know, that's good for you. It's
exactly.
good for your mental health. It's not just good for your fitness level as well. It's kind of, you know, it really ties it all together.
Oh, it's definitely a stress release for all of us,
mm-hmm.
for sure. I mean, even within our community, sometimes, you know, you've known a person for years, you don't even know what their job is because we
right.
don't necessarily talk about, you know, what is your day job? We just all get to that place, you know, wherever we're playing after hours and you're just having fun. You're just releasing all
It's an
of
escape,
that stress.
Right?
Yes, for sure.
We all need our escapes, for sure. Reagan Burns, the founder of the 4th annual Redneck Summer Throwdown, again happening August 17th at Park Point. It's a 4-on-4 tournament. Must have one woman or girl on the court. It goes from 9 to 5, and $100 gets your team. And one more time for people to go if they want to sign up.
Yes, so rocvb.com.
Okay, that's the website to go to. And again, it's a costume. You don't have to be in costume, right?
No, don't feel like you're obligated. It's probably 50-50 of
okay.
people who fully run with it and
sure.
people who just wear their normal workout
but
clothes.
The people that run with it, really run with it.
Yes. It'll be entertaining at least.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking the time. And thank you for kind of giving us a little look into, you know, really when it comes down to it, it's more than just a tournament, but it's the volleyball community that we've learned a little bit about today.
Yeah. And even if you can't come to that tournament, like I said, look us up online and we'll get you involved in something if you're looking to be part of a community.
Thank you.
Thank you.